Martin, delighted. Back-to-back champions. What a composed, well-drilled performance. You must be delighted with the lads.
Yeah, delighted. It was brilliant performance. Brilliant first half especially. I thought we were really on it from all aspects of the game. It was as good as we've played now in a long time in that first half. So, absolutely delighted. Bryce slacked off a wee bit of times in the second half. But look, at that's going to happen with the scoreline the way it was. And we were always in control. We weren't giving up goal chances. So, no, absolutely delighted to win another championship. It's huge, so it is.
And Martin, you've shown so many sides to your games this year. You know, the second half against Kilcare, how you dealt with St. Junan's the last day, and then a different performance end of the day. So no matter what the opposition is, you have a brilliant plan laid out to control the match and come through.
Yeah, look, we've done a lot of work in Girona this last couple of weeks, and I suppose the 2 week break from the semi final helped in that regard. The backroom team, the boys in the backroom team, watched videos and stats and things like that there, and we felt we had a good measure of Gidor and we'd a good understanding of how they were going to play. So look, at the boys put on a performance, and that's what it comes down to the end of the day. The boys across the line, they have to give it, and they did give it today, everything they had. It was really top class.
Yeah, 11 different scores, and I just said to Ethan there, such a nice lad, his goal really typified Niamh Connell today. He drops his shoulder, goes by the Gidor man, 1-2s with McDyer, fists it to the back post, a brilliant team goal. It didn't matter about who put the ball in the net. The matter was, it ended up in the net, and it was really, I thought the game was over, but that was a killer score.
Yeah, it was. At that stage, you know, there were still probably 12, 15 minutes left, but it did feel like that was the cap of the game, that was game over at that stage. But no, it was a brilliant goal, but even a few of the points we got were very similar to that, and Alton Fister won the first half over the bar, but the link-up play and the fast hands was really, really good at that stage, and the hard runners off the shoulder as well. So no, it was very impressive now from both ends of the field.
And Martin, I know you're always humble in victory, but at the end of the day, I think those three teams that are the closest to you in Donegal, I think you've been some step ahead of them. Is there a bigger picture there? Gowna are coming up, they're back-to-back champions, you'll be away from home, but of course, because of your tactical setup and how you set up sides, it's going to take a very hard a top team to beat. That's Niamh Connell side.
Yeah, look, we look forward to it, definitely. We've come up short in Ulster now a number of years, so it's something we'll definitely give it a right shot, and we'll prepare as best we can for it, and hopefully we'll get a run at it, because it's huge. The Ulster competition is massive, and every year we've been in it, we've really enjoyed it. Even defeats, you know, the whole support, we've a brilliant support, brilliant crowd, and they always travel with us to them games as well, and it's obviously be better off at home, but you know what, the away games are, they're special as well, so they are, and we'll have that crowd behind us, and we'll try and turn that cabin into a home venue for us. So we'll look forward to it, and we'll knuckle down, but we'll enjoy this for a few days first.
A big nice celebration. Alton Doherty said to me, thought he was going to get the week off. I says, you might get Tuesday night, can you confirm this week off he's expecting?
No, he'll definitely get no week off. I'd say Tuesday at best. We'll be back down Wednesday or Thursday, but no.
Yeah, great buzz though, Martin, you know, final after final. You know, I was joking with your chairman last week about, you may as well leave the bunting up, because it's year after year, and you're at the heart of that.
I look at it, and again, it's not something we take for granted. There are five finals are hard to come by, but this was a big one today. Like, we've been in seven finals in a row, right? But if we had lost today, we would have lost more than we would have won. We'd lost four of them, and you know, that's tough as well. So it is. It's to win 3 out of 7 wouldn't be a great return. So that made this one important, and to win 4 of the last 5, it's massive, because this team was written off 5 years ago. You know, it was finished, and to win 4 of the next 5, it would have been unheard of at that stage. So it's massive, but it's credit, it's a testament to the work that they put in, and even the older lads. There's just no way. And I thought Tony out there today was immense for some of the ball he scooped up in defence. He was brilliant. So they're just not letting up. So they're not.
And Martin, you're like myself. You tend to remember these finals that you've lost rather than the ones you've won. But a big moment. You've got your daughter in your arms here, and it's going to be a great night of celebration.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we look forward to get back to the town and getting the crowd out with us on Glenties tonight. So it'll be a good night, definitely.